Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
Okay, thank you. Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio Show with our co-hosts, Nathan Hill and Ida Morris, and I guess from Canada, also who co-hosts the show with us, along with Dr. Alali. We have Rod and Lynn from Canada, and we welcome you, March 28th, 2017. A summer day. This month has really been wild. We're going from freezing, below freezing now to 80-something degrees. We need the air on for sure. But I'm not going to take up any more time. Dr. Alali will be here a little bit, maybe 10 or 15 minutes after the hour. And till then, we'll be listening to Lynn out of Canada.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I checked up with Brian again, who's the fellow that's the diabetic, and he's still hovering around between 6 and 10, which is very good, which is what his doctor wants him to be at. He went down to one shot a day instead of 5, and he's still at 1. And we checked, I saw him 2 weeks ago, and he was, one arm was a bit weak, so I figured that his battery was probably drained. And so I got to go see him next week and test him and probably change his batteries.
So, Lynn, where is he wearing the batteries? Where, how many batteries is he wearing?
Well, he was wearing them, one on his hand for his injured hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was wearing it 2 inches above the navel.
Okay.
And he moves it around, testing various areas to see what's best for him.
Okay.
And sometimes he puts one on his upper leg because, as we know, he's amputated at both legs, at the knees. And
okay.
So he's doing good. He's very pleased with what's happened for him. And as for his wife, she's never slept so well. Still going strong. And the lady that...
Is Brian's wife wearing the battery too, or they are in the home, or what?
She was wearing a battery for herself, but she passed it over to him, feeling that his battery was getting weaker. So he said, "Well, I'll see you next week, because they couldn't see me this week. So we'll get him a new battery, and she'll have hers back."
Okay.
And as for the lady who was wearing the belt on her back, she's no longer wearing the belt. That belt had magnets on it, and she's got a very bad back, but she's got two batteries, one on each side of her spine. And it's basically some days between 80 and 100% relief of pain. And she's never been so joyful in the mornings when she gets up. And she's full of pep. Jean, her husband, tells me she's just like a kid running around. So she's doing extremely well. And
great.
That's about it for now, for this week, on the testimonials.
Okay.
But we have other possibilities, and we're going to be looking into them this coming week, I think. So,
okay, then.
Yeah. So that's about it for me.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
They're doing very good. Yeah.
Now, going back to Brian, did he do anything else? I mean, did he change his diet, or it was just the use of the batteries that...
No. His doctor asked him, have you changed your diet, or have you done anything different? And he says, no, it's just the BioBalancer that he's wearing. And the doctor says... No, I don't think it's just that. So they didn't want to believe what he's doing. So, but he does, because he's doing extremely well.
Okay. That's wonderful news, and it's good to hear that even without a diet change, he saw some positive effects from having the batteries on him. Even though the battery is not meant to treat, cure, or diagnose any diseases, let's put our disclaimer out.
That's right.
But people have been seeing positive effects for being in the vicinity of the batteries or having the batteries on them, and that's a good thing, a very good thing. And the only thing he did was put on the batteries, no change in diet. But he did have to readjust his medications to fit with the numbers his machine was putting out. That's right?
Yeah. Well, like I said, at the beginning he was around 24 to 30, and now he went down to 5, 6, and he tests himself every morning, and it's developed to the point where he doesn't have to take all his insulin and stuff. Like I say, from five shots down to one.
Wow.
So he's progressed tremendously. And he hasn't changed his diet at all. Still the same.
Okay.
He likes to eat. And he enjoys eating.
That's wonderful news, because there's so many people in that situation that want some additional help, but feel as if they already eat a healthy diet and don't want to give up anything that they're eating. But
yeah,
this might be a link to helping them control, along with the things they're already doing prescribed by their doctors. You know, another tool used to control their diabetes and A1C levels. And that's very good.
Yeah. He likes his desserts.
Man, after my own heart.
Yeah. And he doesn't pig out, but he has his desserts, and he enjoys them, and above that, he's still doing extremely well, so that's good.
All right, that's awesome. Awesome. Okay, any more news? Anyone else have anything they'd like to share tonight?
Ida, it's Rod.
Yes.
I do have something.
Okay.
That Lynn, who's the lady in Mascouche, Quebec, who has MS, and she had been diagnosed as secondary progressive. I spoke to her late this morning on our weekly Tuesday call, and she's, you know, from what I can conclude, she is very vulnerable, especially during the cold winter. And now that it's starting to warm up a bit, and you know, we don't have the minus 20 degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit temperatures, she's doing very good. You know,
Okay. When
we first started this challenge, she was taking a total of 10 different pain-killing prescriptions, including morphine, every day. She's now down to one prescription per day, maybe 2, 3, maximum 4 times a day.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, she's able to move her feet, her toes. She feels her legs better. And, you know, truly, when we started this project, I told her sister, I said, you know, we're on a 2-year deal here, because, you know, that's what it's probably going to take her. And if we look back at what Dr. A's friend Marcia, who had the same diagnosis, it took her 2 years. So, you know, this woman, still with 6 kids at home.
Wow.
You know, she's got 8 kids. She was pregnant a total of 10 times. You know, she's doing great wonders. And, you know, Len sells this one product. It's called Artery Shock. And it gives, and maybe Len can explain it better than I can, but, you know, when you use it on your body to relax the muscles, and give pain relief, I mean, she's used up a bottle in virtually, what, Len, about 2.5, 3 months?
And yeah, normally, the big bottle? That
No, not the big bottle.
Okay, the small one? Yeah.
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 And, you know, she loves it. So, you know, when I spoke to her today, I said, you know, you're better off to buy the big bottle. It's much more economical. And she said, okay, get me that one. So, you know, Len and I will meet, if obviously not this week, but probably next week. And, you know, this woman is so fragile. I can see it. You can feel it. But she's so determined to walk again. It's really something to see because she's not giving up. And
yeah, the good thing about that product, Rod, it's all natural, eh?
Yeah.
You've got eucalyptus, clove, camphor, mint, and the muscle relaxer lavender. And it's made by a native who happens to be a chemist with his own laboratory. So I do very well with that product because it's natural.
Okay.
Well, that's wonderful. It's Dr. A. I appreciate everybody's patience.
Hello, Dr. A.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening,
Doctor. I'm doing the show live today from National Harbor, where I've seen the biggest Ferris wheel I believe I've ever seen. National Harbor in National Harbor, Maryland.
Wow.
We are out here for spring break. I have the pleasure of spending some time with my oldest granddaughter, who has been my assistant in going around to see clients in this area and radio personalities and some television personalities that are interested in supporting our campaign. What's interesting is the movement of the technology among physicians and chiropractors and dentists who are using it to manage arthritis. And I met someone with a thyroid disorder who was totally blown away with the technology. They said they were in this is the medical doctor who was, he said she was listless, she was lice, she had no life, and she had no energy. And even though she's in her 60s, she's still a young 60-year-old. And I gave her one of the W2x2. First of all, she was totally blown away. She wanted us to come and survey her house and get her house ready to be retrofitted. But when we showed her how the impact of radiation on health, she was totally blown away. She just said it makes so much sense because we do know sustained exposure to electromagnetic fields demineralizes the body. That's the number one problem that NASA works on for the astronauts. But what was so mind-boggling to her was, of course, she's a physician. You could imagine what her cabinet looked like. She has not only, you know, her medicine, but she also had a cadre of herbs and vitamins and minerals, you know, to help manage her situation to no avail. She said, you know, as much as I take, I still have low thyroid levels, and I'm still suffering in this area. When we took her in her kitchen and showed her how all the vitamins that she had in the cabinet that was sitting on the wall, and then some that she had on the counter that was within 2 feet of a wall, how the electrical current on the countertop had disassociated the minerals. She put them in their hand and totally had a failed bedort.
Wow.
When I showed her how the windows in her home, because she's on a waterfront property, were broadcasting almost 8 feet into her house, broadcasting electromagnetic frequencies. whoever knew that window glass is just as powerful with EMF conduction as an electric current? I mean, literally, it was broadcasting in her breakfast area, and where she had a glass table, it was electrifying the glass table where she had nutrients and some more minerals sitting, and every single one of them had lost energy and was carrying a static charge. And she said she was in great mystery because her body would not absorb water. I mean, she had intracellular dehydration. This is a medical doctor telling me her story. She had intracellular dehydration. And when I showed her and told her that water is so sensitive, it picks up static. And then it creates miscommunication, and the cell doesn't really know what to do with it. It's a wonder any of us are alive. It really, when we look at the impact of the environment on our health, we know that there has to be a divine plan of so many levels of protection for us to sustain life. I mean, God has got systems built in our immune system that I believe we haven't even discovered yet. Because when this doctor began to share with me the challenges that she was having, and she was in total shock, she said, I see now why there is so much demise in people's health. I see why there is so much demise in people's health. And that's why I'm so glad that I have a faithful team on this line tonight making it happen. I came in right on the tail end of Rod sharing about a natural liniment application that helps with the nerve muscle communication and management and pain management. And I want to share another remedy along the same lines, but it's so cheap. How many of you have heard of Vicks Vapor Rub? Ointment. You know, yes. The kind you use with humidifiers. They are so powerful for psoriasis, eczema, pain, because they have eucalyptus, camphor, and they have menthol. I was totally blown away to learn that those three together actually or an analgesic for pain, a topical analgesic for pain. Now, if you have a cut, of course, they're going to make you sing in the key of C, like an opera star. But if your skin is intact or you have just a mild rash and you put that on your skin, the healing properties in it are so amazing. Especially, I mean, as a nurse, I learned that Vicks Vapor Rub to be used on toes, on the toes of diabetic patients and in foot care, because it helps to fight fungus. It's anti-fungal. And as I have had seniors over the years that have really dry skin or psoriasis or eczema, I have told them to mix it in, because sometimes the doctor will put them on track along steroid cream for inflammation in the skin. And some doctors recommend mixing that with Vicks Vapor Rub to not only stretch it out, but also to weaken the impact of using the steroid directly on the skin. And it has been phenomenal. So, I mean, Walmart has Vicks Vapor Rub, the generic brand, for less than $2. And I recommend everybody try it tonight. Everybody just try it tonight. So I'm so grateful to be out here with my grandbaby hanging out. We have some, there's some exciting things going on in the city. We have the opportunity to get ready for the awards next Monday on the 3rd. We're going to be announcing. I'm trying to see how we can have everybody stream in. Nevertheless, we are going to be announcing the awards, and we'll probably have just an award ceremony on the radio show next Tuesday, because we got to talk about the significant contributions that so many of you have made. And I have the opportunity to be working with the Coretta Scott King Legacy Tour. We hope to bring it to Montreal. This book has been written about Coretta Scott King, who was an environmental advocate, because there's so much environmental racism where communities, municipalities, dump toxic waste in minorities, areas where people are impoverished, or areas with highly populated of minorities, high populations of minorities, such as Flint, Michigan. Who would ever think in the United States of America in the 21st century that there would be an intentional design to poison people and eradicate generations to come? Lead poisoning is so highly diabolical because it destroys nerves, muscles, nerve tissue communication, and it creates like a generational curse. It causes adaptation of DNA affecting generations, in effect of the five generations of children born with gross mutation. It's just so phenomenal that in the 21st century there would be such hatred and such arrogance. And it is arrogance. The nerve of some people to think that they are God, that they are inferior to something God has created. All because God is. Every human being that exists because of the deity of the Creator. He willed for life to be and said, let your life be. Every single one of us is in the earth to solve a problem, to find a problem, to find a person that needs a solution and be that solution. The earth takes absolutely all of us to maintain its fortitude. Where would we be without people with caring hearts and caring minds and caring souls? An intentional will to fight to the very end, to be steadfast, to see people who are hoping for deliverance, hoping for restitution, hoping for reconciliation, hoping for restoration, to see their lives to complete fruition, complete healing, complete restoration. I think it's fabulous that we take the flat battery, the bioharmonizer, as the core of our passion to move forward and educate people about an electrical safety product, because the word is getting out and the word is going around. And I tell you what, I can't say his name on the air, but tomorrow I'm going to be interviewed by probably the hottest artist, one of the top artists in the Justin Bieber group. And my goodness, I have found favor with some people in their camp. And if they decide to get behind this product, my goodness, we're going to be front and center in Hollywood. That is so exciting for me, to be able to get the support of people who have voices that are bigger than mine, stronger than mine, that resonate in a way that mine does not. Because this is what my commitment is. I'm created by God to solve a problem. The problem I was created to solve was static electromagnetic radiation, to make it, to harmonize it, to balance it, so that we don't have to be sickened by it. Who's going to give up their cell phone? I know I can't. My cell phone is a lifeline to the world that I operate in. It's my communication source to all of you. It's how I do the radio station from point A to point B to point C. It's how I make my world go around. And so I need it, but I can't use it. I can't even touch it without my bioharmonizer, my flat battery on it, because it burns me. It makes me have tingling, numbing pains. But with my technology, I'm able to use it, and I'm able to make the world a better place with it, with my voice, with my hope, with my knowledge. And that's my commitment, because I was born to be a material scientist. I was born to make a difference in the world. I was born to add value to the life of humanity. I was born to bless humanity, to serve humanity. And I get so excited to hear, you know, I was delayed getting on the call because I was tied up training these doctors. And I said, I got to get out of here. I had to answer one last question. And to get on the line tonight and find out you that the team was testifying about winning for people. And I have to give a praise report for Marsha. Marsha said to me, she's the nurse with MS that's been on the show several times. You know, for years she didn't need any medication. And she was doing fine with her flat batteries and her managed environment. Well, her doctor said, oh, we have a brand new medication. This medication is going to do A, B, C, X, Y, Z. Marsha said, I don't need any medication. I'm doing fine. She said, yes, but this might be able to help with this, this, and that, that. So Marsha said, okay, I'm going to take your new medication. She said she took two doses of it. It knocked her out lifeless, put her in bed, made her so sick. She called me up. She said, please, beat me in the head if I ever, ever take any medication again. She said, because I was so strong, I was so balanced, I was doing excellent. She said they had even been able to get me another brace that was helping to strengthen the left side of my body. And she said I was doing fabulous. And I let the doctor talk me into taking a chemical that wiped my body out. She said, when I get through this, I promise God there will be no more medication in my life because he has made a way for me to have the stamina I need to be ambulatory, to walk, to travel, to do some amazing things without any medication. And I said, you know, I'll give your testimony, Marsha. And I'm just so excited. We have just so many things that we're able to do, so many things that we're able to share. And it's just phenomenal to see what is going on in the world. To my Canadian family, Rod, I know you probably have fire around you today. I've been talking so much about your experiments with the technology to increase the pH of water and oxygen in the water and all the things that you are doing. And I'm telling you, we are in the height of something really big with this urban farming. I had an opportunity to testify before city council about how we could enhance urban farming, that projects that are going on up and down the East Coast, especially in North Carolina and in Virginia and in the Maryland area. People are looking for ways to make people self, to empower people to be self-sustaining with food, wholesome food, food that they've grown in their own backyards, in their own hydroponic center. This is becoming highly revolutionary because people don't want processed food anymore. And we know in order to preserve a healthy generation, people that can live beyond the age of 50, somebody is going to have to be intentional about preserving food that is on the high spectrum of nutrients, trace minerals, and proteins. And so I was talking about you and your work. And so I'm just so excited to be able to have such a far-reaching family in Canada and in the United States. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited about the work that is happening. It's happening. So many people are getting awareness. I want to give a special shout-out to Keeping Up with the Joneses on Radio 1, WOL, out of Silver Spring, Maryland. They broadcasted us nationwide. Actually, I think it went global. I'm not sure which countries we were broadcast in. But we were on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we're still getting responses from that show. And it's just tremendous to see how one little pebble cast out brings back a response of two or three. And each person coming to us is bringing back a response of two or three. And I'm so encouraged. I've never been more encouraged that this is it, as Michael Jackson would say. This is it. Things are coming into formation so that we can have the support we need to be born, to be funded, to be in a marketplace and have the support we need to keep family strong and to do something so highly innovative in communities that people and families are living and living healthy. Because I've been in the homes of executive engineers that have heart disease. I've been in the homes of young millionaires in their 40s with heart disease and insomnia. What are you doing out running in the streets of Chicago at 3:30 in the morning because you cannot sleep in your $3 million mansion or in your penthouse, in your luxury penthouse in downtown Chicago? So you go out and run in the streets that early in the morning because radiation in the electrical current in the wall behind the bed. We are doing better. We can do better, and we can do better. And now that we've gotten Blue Cross Blue Shield to take a position that, yes, in fact, people are electrosensitive, they have electromagnetic hypersensitivity, and they have classified it under an idiopathic environmental illness, we are positioned to win. We can win, and we are winning because we have angels in the city. We have men and women who are not afraid to care. We have men and women who are not afraid to lift up their voices, to put forth their hope, to cast out their hope like a net to people who are drowning in the sea of in seas of electromagnetic frequencies and saying, hey, consider this one fact. You might have too much in your house. Let's get it checked out and let's do something about it. And we're winning. I am so excited to hear that Lina has not given up her fight. I was so humbled that with her, all of her physical issues and challenges, that she pressed her way in a wheelchair. She had to get one of those special transportation systems to bring her all the way to the hotel at our conference in Montreal. When I looked up and seen how Brian had pressed his way, having been amputated both his legs, he journeyed almost 2 hours to meet me. That was a humbling experience. And I feel so humbled that there are men and women who believe in me, believe in my voice, believe in what we're trying to do. As we have been steadfast to hold on with little strength and little resources, we have, so many have just partnered with me to participate and investigate and get the miracles themselves. And now that we have doctors experiencing these miracles for themselves, they are so fired up that we're having a training in Atlanta. It's tentatively scheduled for the last week of April, but because we have Morgan Lee and Morgan's got this award from the mayor, there are other municipals that want to give her an award, and there's a big health fair conference near her city or in the state of Ohio that she may be like an honorary chair of or invited guest, and they've invited us to attend. So if that happens, we will be in, with the training will move to the following week, the first week of May in Atlanta. And we already have two doctors coming down for that training because they're like, Dr. Lolly, we see we have all of these codes that we can be directing environmental manipulation and environmental adaptation for management of our patients, from our patients with neuroses and psychoses, schizophrenia, bipolar. Yes, they need environmental adaptation. Our patient with diabetes, that's huge. Environmental adaptation for people, especially people with type 3 diabetes, they need to have their environments mitigated. This is huge for children with seizures, adults with seizures. We actually have an adult that contacted me. She has been seizure-free since she had her house done 3 years ago. She's seizure-free. just wearing it, just having the house done, wearing the technology in her shoe, and having it in her cell phone. So it's just amazing. It's just amazing the miracles that are just coming forth. And so I thank everybody for being on this line tonight and sharing your miracles and the work that you're doing. And thank you, Rod and Lynn, for not just, you know, dealing with the flat battery, because these technologies were never engineered to treat, diagnose, prevent disease, or cure disease. But we found out, because they are in a safety device, an electrical safety device, everybody needs to be concerned about electrical safety and how these toxins in the environment, electromagnetic frequencies, are affecting health. And because we have people that's concerned about their safety and the safety of their families in their communities, safety of the families in their and their families in their, just in their lineage, safety of everyone. We have people now getting renewed and restored life. We have cattle that are living. I cannot believe. A farmer contacted me. He said, "Doc, in our region, southern Michigan, northern Ohio, there are some dairy farmers that have dairy cattle dying within 2 years of life. Stray voltage is all over the farm, and we know it's making them sick. We just don't know how to resolve it." They were so excited. So I'm supposed to be meeting with a group of farmers in that community sometime this summer. So I'm so grateful that we have the farms in Canada, the farms in Minnesota, the farms in Ohio that are just ecstatic with the use of this technology and what it's doing for their livestock. I think I was just reviewing some of the notes on the cows because, you know, I officially have my own cow suit now, and now I have a matching mug that matches my cow suit, if you can imagine. I was going through my cow notes, and I came across this report the farmer's wife had sent me, about the cow having paralytic disease. I never even heard of paralytic disease. Paralytic disease is when a cow becomes paralyzed, drops on all four legs, and they have to put the cow out because the cow can't get up, and they have to put the cow down. And this cow had paralytic disease, and the farmer's wife said, "I called the vet to come and kill the cow, put the cow down." And I said, "Well, Dr. Lolly's technology is here. Maybe it will help." So she ordered the farm aide to duct tape one of the flat batteries on every leg of the cow. I know I've shared this before, but this is a great cow story to tell again. And 2 hours went by, 4 hours went by, and the vet showed up to put the cow down. So they said, "Well, the cow is over in the south barn, and you could just go over there and put it down, and we'll have somebody pick her up and haul her out." Well, the vet went over there and said, "There's no cow in the south barn." They said, "Yeah, the cow's right over there in the corner." The vet said, "I looked around, and I had the staff over there look around with me. There's no cow there." So then they went to the computer to find out where this cow was. And the computer showed, because these cows have a wireless device that clocks them into the milking center and shows the farmer where they are on the campus of the farm, where they're out in the pasture or in the milking center or in the barn. It said, "This cow is out the pasture." They're like, "What?" They looked out there. That cow was out there eating grass among the rest of them. They said, "Well, I thought she had paralytic disease." The vet said, "Well, what's that around her ankle?" They said, "That's some kind of nanotechnology. And obviously it works because she was definitely down on all fours. But now you see she's up. She's up on all fours." And so We're creating a new world. We're creating a better world. We're creating a world where people have sustained health. And I'm so happy I have all of you with me on the journey. Who else has a testimony tonight? Anybody else? Go ahead.
Mine is not about the flat battery, but, you know, sometimes you say we need a little extra something else in our diet. Well, my brother told me this weekend about quail eggs and the wonderful things that quail eggs add to our bodies.
Wow.
So I was telling Rod and Lynn and Nathan earlier that I went to Columbia today and purchased 190 quail eggs. And I'm going to eat them every day to see if it affects my allergies. You know, and
now,
I know the plant batteries are helping me inside, but when I get outside, there's so much pollen here. It's just unreal. And, you know, and it's all supposed to, you know, help build up the immune system and do other things. And, you know, right along with all of the natural things we're already doing, you know, I'm going to add the quail eggs. And I just had to change the flat battery out of my phone. I've had it in there about a year and a half.
Wow.
To say that, you know, I got about a year and a half out of one flat battery. I think that's an awesome deal.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
It is
so
awesome.
Today.
Let me back up. That's you said quail.
Yeah.
Are you saying quail like Q-U-A-I-L eggs, E-G-G-S?
Yes.
Quail eggs. And where would you buy them at?
Well, there's a manufacturer or a hatchery in Columbia. And I went there today and I purchased some within hopes that will help my seasonal allergies, which happen every season, all four of them.
Okay, now question. So do you cook a quail egg the same way you cook a chicken egg?
Yes.
Now
yes,
how
do you
store them? Do you need to refrigerate them or they're stored at room temperature?
They need to be refrigerated, just like the chicken eggs. And there's a little guide on how many you should eat for how many days. Not on the quail eggs themselves, but on the experiment that I'm doing myself. And if it does help with the allergies, that will be a project that we'll have to get together on to fit my quail farm. Because my birds will be happy from the start.
Wow.
With the nanotechnology on my quail egg farm, if the quail eggs get rid of my allergies, you know, the way the flat battery is taking care of my thyroid and other issues, pain and different things that have happened to me. Yeah.
Well, that is fantastic information. Quail eggs, everybody. Do your own research, and if you use a quail farm near you, then I'm definitely intrigued to go find me a quail egg and taste it. I want to see what they taste like.
Well, they help people with, people have seen improvement with their diabetes, muscle illnesses, heart illnesses, circulatory illnesses. They can be consumed raw, boiled, or soft scrambled.
Wow. Well, that's interesting to know because I heard the testimony of Dr. Phoebe. For those of you that never had the opportunity to hear about him, the late Dr. Phoebe was from Honduras. Dr. Phoebe made world fame because he's the first doctor. Number one, he never had any formal education. He never even went to kindergarten. He was self-trained because his family was so poor. He was required to work from a child. He was self-educated, self-trained. He was a master herbalist. He gave himself the name Dr. Phoebe. And he took a combination of herbs that God gave him. Phoebe is S-E-B-I. Look him up on the internet, Dr. Phoebe, S-E-B-I. Dr. Phoebe had an office in Los Angeles and an office in, he had a resort in Honduras. People came from all over the world. He cured people of HIV. He cured people of cancer. He cured people of AIDS. He cured people of rare diseases. Dr. CB died at the young age of 82 while in police custody in Honduras. Dr. CB was arrested in New York City and charged with practicing medicine without a license. Dr. CB went to, look him up on YouTube, there's an interview with Rock Newman. Dr. CB went to court in New York, and the judge said, Dr. CB, where's your counsel? He said, Your Honor, I have no counsel. She said, do you realize the seriousness of the charges against you? He said, yes, Your Honor. She said, well, what are you charged with? I'm charged with practicing medicine without a license. She said, well, how are you pleading? He said, Your Honor, I'm not guilty. She said, well, you allege that you have cured people of HIV, AIDS, and cancer, all kinds of cancers. Have you not said this, made this claim? He said, yes, Your Honor, I made the claim. Well, how is that not? She said, do you have medical documentation that bona fides and validates your claim? He said, yes, Your Honor, I do. She said, well, how are you pleading? He said, I'm not guilty, Your Honor. He said, the practice of medicine is the prescription of pills and treatment. He said, I haven't educated nobody about no pill and no treatment. He said, this is my defense. He says, doesn't the Bible say that God made a plant for the healing of the nations? And the judge said, yes, that's what it said. He said, does the father of medicine, Hippocrates, say that there is an herb to cure every disease? There is an herb to cure every disease. He said, well, yes, that's what he said. He said, well, then, Your Honor, I rest my case. He said, I just study plants and their uses for disease process. And I studied herbs to find out what herbs, and I just educated people about what plants and herbs they need to eat. Because there's health and there's wealth and there's healing. And so many plants, so many herbs in the earth. And she said, well, I want you to get bona fide documentation of 7 patients that have been healed, medically certified healed of HIV, AIDS, and cancer. He said, well, Your Honor, when do you want them? She said, tomorrow. Bring them right here tomorrow. He said, I bring them, and I'm going to bring the people and the doctors. You have all 3 in the courtroom. The next day in the courtroom, 77 patients showed up with their bona fide medical records documenting that they were cured of HIV, AIDS, and cancer. And several of them had their medical doctors with the case was closed and thrown out of court. And he was found not guilty, and the case was closed. This story is still stirring the world. Maybe that's what President Obama was talking about. We have a cure for HIV and AIDS. That's what Joe Biden was talking about. We have a cure for cancer. His offices are still open in Los Angeles. And I hope his products are still available. His resort, from what I understand, is still open in Honduras. And I hope they still have the care regimen. And so on that, that's your assignment, to pray for Dr. CB's family, to pray that his work, 82 years of demonstrating the deity of God, his mission to solve a problem, to kick the dust off of plants, shake the dust off of plants, to research in hidden archives down in medical libraries and find out what the body really needs for healing and rebalance herbs and plants to guide us to a plant-based diet. Even the Cleveland Clinic Cardiac Service is promoting plant-based diet. We are all here to solve a problem. So let's get these problems solved. It's so exciting to hear about quail eggs, because I'm certainly going to check it out. How about you, Rod? I hope you're on the line tonight. You're still on there. To Lynn, all these angels in the city, encouraged, stay encouraged. To our engineer, I love and celebrate you, Jonathan. You are such an awesome warrior king. You're awesome. You're just awesome. We just appreciate the strength that you give this little radio program. I love and appreciate all of you. Thank you for interrupting your busy schedule. To my grandbaby, who is my heart, she has her own scrubs, looking like her nana. She understands this electromagnetic frequency sound. When we went to the doctors, they were amazed at how much knowledge she knew, how she knew how to survey and how she knew when the numbers went too high. And it was just awesome to watch her be on my team in this campaign to save lives and have healthy babies born. I love and appreciate all of you. Good night.
Good night, Dr. Lally. Good night, Rod.
Good night.
Good night,
ladies. Anybody else share anything? I'm sorry. I just want to make sure there's no more testimonies on the line. If not,
we'll
good night, everyone. Okay.
We'll save them for next week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just get out and step. The door.
Talking to me?
Oh, sweet spirit, fall on me. If you let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. Oh, bless you, Jesus. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. doesn't pull through, that doesn't come on, everybody. If you really want it tonight, tell the Lord, come.